Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Kingdom Crossroads Podcast for today. Today is part two of my special two-part interview that I've been conducting with the Bob Clark of the 808 Podcast. Now, what's so special about the 808 Podcast? Why 808? Because it looks like Bob. I mean, I still love that hook. It's awesome. And Bob Clark is awesome as well. If you missed yesterday's episode, you need to go back and catch up because we don't have time to go back and cover everything we did yesterday. But I can tell you what, you're going to laugh all the way through just like I did. Now, Bob Clark got his start. I mean, he is a social media marketing expert. And you will hear that in today's episode as we're going to be talking specifically about how he got started in podcasting, the coaching programs he has for people, and it is going to be awesome. So stay tuned. We're going to jump right back into the podcast right now with the Bob Clark of the 808 Podcast. You said that you were also involved in getting several ballot initiatives in front of voters, correct?
Yes.
What kind of ballot initiatives?
Well, now that I'm out of it, I can tell you right now that it came down to whatever the person was paying for.
Gotcha. Okay.
So, and actually, one of the issues that I had that I was really against, but again, you're working for a company, you do what the company says.
Right.
So literally when I had this one, I said, this one I think is BS. You should just sign it so I make 75 cents. and again, that, like, if you don't like it, just read it. If you don't like it, whatever.
Yep. Amen. Yeah. I mean, I had a similar experience way back. This is long time ago, I'm talking 1989-90, right in that time frame, where I did the petition thing for probably 2 months as well. I didn't make money hand over fist at it, but at least I was able to put groceries on the table for a little bit,
you know? Right.
So I understand completely.
Well, one thing that taught me about sales,
sign it.
it taught me something really interesting about sales. Is that don't argue with people who aren't going to buy.
That's right. That's right.
And so, because what happened is we would sometimes there would be people with volunteers who would do a petition first. Mm-hmm. And one of the examples is the right to life issue. Mm-hmm. And the problem was what the right to life people would do is they would, if someone didn't want to sign it for whatever moral, religious, whatever reasons they were, they would argue with the person.
Right.
And my attitude was, look, we're not here to change people's minds. We are here to get signatures, and that is it. So if someone doesn't want to sign, who cares? Move on.
Yep, that's right.
Interesting thing, though, is again, a lot of people are very passionate about the right to life issue. Yep. And so they would argue me, say, well, it's the right thing, and I want to tell them why they're wrong. I'm like, you're not getting paid to do that. And if we don't get enough signatures, it doesn't get on the ballot. Therefore, all our work is for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's all about get the signature. So understand, get the sale, and you'll go from that point there. And if you know someone isn't going to buy from you, just move on.
Yeah. What is the mission that you are out to do? Get the signature, period. Not to debate it, not to sway someone's mind or strengthen the cause. Get the signature. That's the job. Mission accomplished.
Absolutely. Exactly.
And it's the same thing. I go along the same lines when, like in my business, you know, I reach out to someone through text messages or whatever. And I'm like, what's this about? I don't know if I'm interested or not. Okay. Well, if you are, let me know. And then I leave them alone. I mean, I don't try and debate it. You know, I'd rather spend 95% of my time with someone who wants my help than 95% of my time trying to convince someone to become a client.
Exactly.
Outstanding. Let's shift gears a little bit.
Go for it.
Now, you told us how you got started into podcasting. Why did you get started in podcasting?
I wanted to use it as a networking tool. Okay. And a lot of people, when they do podcasts, like the way podcasts are getting sold to people are you can be the next Joe Rogan. You can be the top in your industry, you know, that part there. And that takes a lot of time, money, and energy.
Yeah.
I have found using a podcast as a networking tool is great. It's like, for example, Bob, you're a coach. And if you went up to someone and said, hey, do you want to talk about coaching? They're probably going to say no.
Mm-hmm.
If you say, hey, want to be on my podcast, they're more likely to say yes.
That's right. Yeah. Because they get to tell their story, just like you're doing.
Yes.
It's all right. It's all right. So you want to be on my No.
Yeah, that part there. But then what happens is because it's a networking opportunity, it's, for example, because mine's so short, you know, it's 6 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because Adolf looks like Bob. I can talk to the person for 15 minutes afterwards, see if they can help me, if I can help them, network with them, really get to know who they are. That's where another meeting would happen or conversations later that involve, having business happen one way or the other.
Yep. Amen. That's right. And that's when we talked after when I was on your podcast, and we're going to be doing this summit thing that we'll be talking about later. But absolutely. I mean, that's networking. That's how business happens in the real world.
Think about this, Bob. When we first started talking, if I said, Bob, do you want to do a virtual summit with me? Would you have said yes?
I would have wanted more information. Exactly. You got to see if there's that connection there,
But instead, we already built the connection because we were on the podcast together.
That's right. That's right. And it was an awesome podcast. I loved every minute I was on there. Folks, you got to check out the 808 podcast. I'm telling you, it's awesome.
Now, yes.
We talked about the 808 podcast. That was not your first podcast, was it?
What do you mean by not the first podcast?
Well, it seems like when we were talking, you said that you had started another one, but it didn't go anywhere, and that you were...
Oh, no, I've always wanted to do one. It was for 3 years that I always wanted to do a podcast, but never did one.
Oh, okay. Now I got it. All right. And your podcast is part now of your coaching program, right?
It is, because what I did now is I realized that a lot of people, when they talk about podcast coaching, they want to make it to where I'm going to show you how to become the next Joe Rogan.
Right, right.
And my attitude is that, podcasting doesn't need to be about building the massive audience where you get advertiser money. It can be an amazing networking tool.
Yep, absolutely.
And so my attitude is, and again, normally I say a different word, but because, you're Bob, I'm going to be nice here. It's just get the darn thing done.
That's right. Hey, man, just get it done.
Yeah.
Yeah. With the people I have in my coaching program, I would say 70-75% of them ask this question: how can we monetize the podcast? So tell us how you are able to monetize the 808 podcast.
Okay, here's the way I look at it there, because I do want right now, and starting it very soon, I'm going to be doing 2 episodes a day. So that's 10 episodes.
Yeah.
Now, most people are going to tell me that's crazy. So I'm going to ask them, if I told you next week that you were going to have 10 Zoom calls with people that either are people you want in your network or what your target client is going to be, would you do it? Absolutely. And everyone says yes.
Yep.
So when I'm on the podcast, someone, again, I don't focus on are they going to be a lead or anything like that there. I see, are they going to be good for my network? Then after the podcast is where we talk and see if we're going to be possible fit for each other.
Right.
Whether it's I want to hire them, they want to hire me, we're going to do some joint ventures like a summit or our vault program. I mean, there's all these different other ways to work on it there. So the podcast itself, if you say, how do you monetize a podcast? I don't focus on that. Right. I focus on how can I build my network and monetize my network.
Amen. Yeah, that's basically the same way I go about it. I tell them, you can do all this stuff, but guess what? 95% of the people who have podcasts are not able to monetize it. And then out of the 5% who do, you get maybe 0.5% of them that are actually, making income from it that is, sustainable and, that it's their business. Just do it for the networking. That's why I'm the same way. That's why I try and emphasize network, and that's what will lead into other things. Now,
exactly. And it comes down to, again, I keep repeating this here. If you go up to someone and do some small talk and then ask them if they're interested in hiring you, 99 out of 100 times, they're going to say no.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, 80% of the time when I go on Facebook, I send someone some messages, some small talk. Hey, want to be on my podcast? It's 6 questions in 8 minutes and 8 seconds because 808 looks like Bob. The entire thing takes 15 to 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
80% of people say yes.
There you go. Amen.
So, and actually I tell people, yes, my entire strategy for getting podcast guests is the spam and ad. Add and spam. Add the person, because most people who do add and spam, add the person, small talk, buy my stuff. Add the person, small talk, want to be on my podcast.
Yeah, that's all you're pitching. Just like with the petition, just, sign the petition.
Right.
Just be on the podcast. It's, you know, no arguing about it. No, I'm not interested. Okay, thank you. You know,
yeah. And move on. Okay, I got to tell you a funny story about that. Because of my style is when I do interviews, my attitude is I play a character and think of him as William Shatner on cocaine. And so the entire time on the podcast, I am talking like this, Bob, question number one, what do you do? Why do I care? You know, just that kind of that style. So yeah. This lady, I tell her, I says, before you sign up, you might want to watch an episode just to get an idea. And it's less than 10 minutes. She watches it and tells me she doesn't want to be on because I'm too intense. Okay. And she keeps sending me messages on how I can change my style. And finally, I have to send her a message. I don't think you understand. I've already forgotten who you are. You don't want to be on my podcast. That's fine. Bye.
Yeah, exactly.
And literally, if you ask me what is her name, I don't remember her name. I remember the conversation, but I have no idea who she was.
Yeah. Amen. Yeah. And that goes into the next question, because when we talked before, you said that being a strong-willed business owner and a Christian is tough. Now,
yes,
you just touched on that subject just a second ago, and I know what you're talking about, and I totally agree. But can you explain what you mean by that statement to our listeners?
I think the toughest thing there is I saw one of your previous podcasts. You were talking about Enneagram.
Yep, that's true.
Okay. And so on the Enneagram side, I'm an 8 with the 7 wing. I can't remember the exact name for it there, but basically they're the rarest type in a church, and they're very much the type that enjoys confrontation. Like, it's a sport to them. So like, I'll argue with someone in that part there. And so you have like, it just seems that when I'm very aggressive at a church setting, it just doesn't, it's almost like not a good cultural fit.
Yeah. They like the sheep.
Some churches do.
Yeah.
And so it's sometimes it's, again, I understand this from an emotional standpoint that not everyone can just quit their job and make a business for themselves, but I don't understand it intellectually, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when someone comes to me and complains about their boss, like my head is just like, I just quit and go build a business. Just that easy. And I understand emotionally it is it, but up in the head, I don't, if that makes, does that make sense?
Absolutely. Well, you know, when I was, especially when I was a supervisor for the police department, and you know, I had guys come in and they're complaining about this and this policy, and they're you know, Baltimore County is hiring, you know, why don't you go over there? Well, no, I don't want to do that. Well, then shut up and get on with business then.
You know, yes. It's just that kind of attitude. If you're not going to be, if you can't change it, if you can't change it or refuse to change it, deal with it.
Yeah, exactly. That's my entire thing was, don't come to me with a complaint unless you can offer a solution.
Yes.
I mean, otherwise it's just wasting my time. If you come in, hey, I don't like the way this is running, but I got this idea that might fix it better. Okay, now we got something to talk about. But if you're just coming in to complain because I told you to go do something, you know, bye. You know, out of my face type thing. I guess that's my drill sergeant background coming out, but where I don't play games like that. Anyway, right. I know one of the things that we both agree is agitating concerns businesses who try to quote unquote market their business through Christian memes and posting. Mm. You know, yes. I'm guessing it's an effort to market their Christianity and to get customers to come to them, even though it's a non-Christian related business. What are your thoughts on all that kind of marketing tactic?
Oh, I'm going to do some very controversial things about it. First off, I find it annoying. That being said, here's the thing. If you are the person who markets to Christians and you open up your bank account and you say that is a nice number, thumbs up, keep doing what you're doing. I want to give you a good story about this. Right. I have one of my friends locally. And full disclaimer, when I talk about this here, I'm not talking about my opinions about policy issues. I'm just talking about facts. Does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay. So he asked me for some help on online marketing. I go on his Facebook, and every single post is a very, very far pro-life post. And again, we're just talking about facts here. We're not talking opinions or anything.
Right.
And I told him, I says, here's the problem with this. A third of the audience is going to love you, is going to say absolutely amen, brother. A third of the audience is going to think that you're the worst person ever. And yeah. Then a third of your audience is going to go, I really don't want to deal with that issue. Mm-hmm. So you've already alienated two-thirds of the customer base. So until you decide to stop posting all that stuff online, I'm not going to help you.
That's right.
And again, he argued with me that he's morally right. I'm like, that's not the point. And I would say, even if you're the same thing, saying socialism is good, let's go to the other extreme of the political spectrum. Mm-hmm. I would say the exact same thing. Is if you open up your bank account and you are not happy with that number, stop talking about religion and politics online.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. And that's why I have a business page and then the personal stuff, you know, where you show the family pictures and all that other stuff. But, you know, I have no problem sharing my faith. But right. As Martin Brandle said in The Godfather, you know, business is business, you know?
Yes.
That's the separation. Yes, I can share my faith in my business, but at the same time, if I'm, like you said, I don't want to alienate 2/3 of the bet. Now, I can alienate, you know, 25% of them by some of the standards. That's fine. But at the same time, what is the purpose? Now, if they come on there and they try and argue, you know, blah, 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 blah. Well, okay, bye. You know, you're gone. I'm not going to argue. Not especially on social media, you know. But yeah, I agree. Now, if you have in my opinion, if you have a Christian business, it's proper to use Christian memes and all that to market that business, okay, like a Christian bookstore or whatever. I mean, that Absolutely. Would be the reason people are searching for you, right?
Yes.
But if your business is, I don't know, selling car tires or something, I'm more interested in the type, the quality, and the price of the tires I'm getting. You know, in my mind, does not really matter at that point. If I find out that the price, quality, and type of tire meets my needs, and then we can establish a relationship, and I find out about your faith, hey, I'm more likely to return as your customer. But I'm not looking for that when I'm looking for a car dealer initially. You know, does that make sense?
It does. Like, okay, the guy that I buy my cars from, he's an auto broker. Mm-hmm. I know he's a Christian because of conversations we've had, but right. I never went to him because he's a Christian.
Right. You mean you didn't search online for a Christian car broker?
No, I did not. And again, my attitude is that, you know, I'm looking for the best deal and the best customer service.
That's it.
Exactly. Him being a Christian is a bonus.
Yep. There you go. Amen. I can't agree more. And like I said, that is more at, I mean, there is a auto repair shop here locally that, you know, I took my car to several different places and I call around, you know, someone can't fix something until next week or whatever. And this guy, well, bring it in and we'll take a look at it. And went in, and, you know, they were the cheapest one. They could get it out the next day. So I did it. And while I'm sitting there talking to the owner, I'm looking around on the walls and he's got all this, you know, Christian themed stuff. And then I listen and they're actually playing Christian music. I go, wow, this is unusual for business. Oh, yeah. So, you know, all of us here are Christians, and this is our ministry. We have Bible studies here after work on Wednesday night, and we show kids movies on Thursdays. And, you know, I say, wow, that's kind of cool. Well, so I start, that's now where I take my car to get fixed. But I did not initially search that out.
Absolutely.
Amen.
I got another story about this. Okay. I'm in downtown Colorado Springs. I'm at a rally for a Republican politician. There was a clothing store downtown that I used to go to all the time. The owner decides to come out and tell everyone how they're horrible and they hate everyone, blah, blah, blah. I went to the guy afterwards and says, I'm never stepping foot in your store again. And it's not that he was, you know, that he disagreed with my political views. Mm-hmm. It was that he went out in front of his store and started screaming like a maniac.
Yeah.
And it's been 6 years and I still haven't set foot in his store.
Yeah. Amen. That's true. Let's shift gears again.
I'll allow it.
You also offer business coaching as part of your business plan. Will you explain what it is you do as part of your coaching programs for your clients?
Well, for the main thing for the podcast class I'm starting up as a beta, mm-hmm. is that the idea is we're going to, you're actually the one who inspired this. Because when you did my podcast, you talked about how every business needs to treat itself like a cup of coffee.
Yes, absolutely.
Coffee, four things. Water, your beans, heat in a cup.
That's it.
That's it. That's what that you now have a cup of coffee. Everything else, cream and sugar, just makes it better.
Right.
So I'm focusing on basically a class. It's the bare bones, just get the darn thing done podcast class.
Amen.
We're not going to focus on making you lots of money on off of referral partners and advertising. Hold on a second. I need a cough. Mm-hmm. Thank you for the mute button there. So, but yeah, we're just going to focus on getting the podcast done, showing you how to use it to increase your network. Mm-hmm. And your net worth is your network.
That's right.
And so that's what we're doing there. And if they go to it's a beta right now. They go to 808podcast.com/do it. They can sign up.
Amen. Amen. So you're ready to launch.
I'm launching the beta.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I did the beta for ours back in the winter, and literally I'm just putting the final touches on it right now. I got the website up last night. Because you're Bob, you are going to love this. My podcast website for the podcast is called Podcast Yoda, podcastyoda.com.
Nice.
And the website, it's all Yoda themed, and all the talk, everything is in Yoda talk. I mean, it just like you have the 808, because it looks like Bob, that's your hook. Podcast yep. Yoda, that's my hook. And I'm having fun setting that up.
It's
hilarious. But tell us, if someone came to you as part of the training, they get their podcast launched, and then they say, can you give me some information on how to monetize the podcast, even enough where I can pay the expenses for the podcast? What would you tell them to do?
I would tell them that for one thing, I'd have to figure out is, you know, what is your business? Mm-hmm. Like that's the big part there. What is your target client?
Okay.
If you don't know those things and you're going to start a podcast, those are things those are your basics. You got to know those first.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so for example, okay, a lady that just signed up for my beta class, she's a coach. And so she was saying, well, how am I going to monetize this? I says, instead of you adding people on Facebook and LinkedIn and trying to get them funneled into your coaching program, you're getting them funneled into your podcast.
There you go.
And she's like, oh yeah, people would be far more open to being on my podcast and talking about my coaching.
There you go.
I'm like, exactly. And then because you're doing it and you're doing a very short form like mine, not as intense, she's going to have her own personality, gives you plenty of time afterwards to talk and see if you can help them, if they can help you.
Amen.
And again, the same thing is right now is I have a system that if you want basically think of how many networking Zoom meetings you can do in a day, in a week.
Oh yeah.
I can, again, if that number is 20, we can set up to where you're having 20 a week easy.
Yep. Amen. Amen. And you know, people say, well, how am I going to do 10, 15, 20 Zoom meetings in 1 week? It's easy. Once you set your mind to do it and you block out all the other distractions, you know, on my schedule, I have set up, and we talked about this when you were scheduling your podcast, you know, I block out certain time that this is where, when I'm going to the doctors or whatever, and they say, schedule your next appointment. This is the block of time I do all that other miscellaneous stuff. Mm-hmm. And then I have my block time where I am just 100% business focused for 5-6 hours. And then, you know, there's family time in the evenings and all that. But, you know, and I can slide in stuff there as well. But I just block out that time. And that is how you do it. You say, okay, well, I've got 5 hours. I can do 5 Zoom meetings today and tomorrow. I mean, that's 25 in a week.
Yep.
I mean, it's not hard, folks, if you put your mind to it. The problem again, a lot of people...
Even if the number's just 10.
Yeah. And the problem most people have in trying to do something like this is like, well, let's see, today I'm going to start work on my website. And then they go out and you know, they and something on the news on TV catches their attention, and they spend the next 2 hours in the kitchen drinking coffee, watching the news and complaining about world events. Well, let me go back in here. Oh, I got to check my emails. Oh, somebody sent me a Facebook message. And then you're over on Facebook. Next thing you know, the whole afternoon is shot and you got zero accomplished.
Right.
That's the problem I find most people are having.
Absolutely.
Now, one of the things we talked about was a special summit that you're putting together, and I'm going to be in on this. As a matter of fact, you know, I've already talked to TC, and we got it all set up, and you know, so how's that for timing, right? But could you tell us a little bit about what people learn on your summits and how they're able to take part?
So the way it'll be going to 808podcast.com, the summit that you're on, I do summits a little differently. Mm-hmm. Most people, when they do summits, they say, I'm going to do a summit for this category. Mm-hmm. And then they try and fill up that category. I'm going to be doing basically long form of meetings with people. Once I have a different amount of content and I see, oh, I can do one for real estate agents. Then I build the summit around that. So right now, the summit that you're going to be on, I don't have a day of when it's going to come out.
Right.
But if you go to 808podcast.com and sign up for our email list, you'll be known about all the different summits that we do.
Yeah. Amen. And, you know, folks, you know, if you're interested in it, follow Bob, because like I said, he may have the real estate summit this month. Next month might be internet marketing. And the following month might be on how to start a podcast. And the following month might be on, you know, a road trip to Canada or something. You know,
it might be. You never know. But I focus on getting the content first and building a summit around the content that I have, instead of building a summit, getting content for that summit.
Yeah, amen. Amen. Someone wanted to reach out to you, Bob. Love that name, by the way.
I do too.
To ask you a question or to talk about your coaching services or even to be on the 808 podcast or maybe to do an interview with you such as this. How can they get in touch with you?
808podcast.com works.
Okay.
And if they want to send me an email, it's 808@808podcast.com.
There you go. Easy to remember. Why 808?
Because 808 looks like Bob.
There you go. I love that hook, man. That is awesome. And I'll be putting the links to all this in the show notes as well. And I'll be putting the link to my interview on your podcast in the show notes also.
Love it.
Amen. Folks, I had such a great time on Bob's podcast, the 808 podcast. And I want you to watch my interview with him, because we just laughed all the way through. I mean, at least I did. He plays the character. The way he explained to me, he didn't mention it here, so I'm going to just throw it out there. His character is so rich that he can drive his Lamborghini onto his jet airplane. That's how big his plane.
Yeah. That's how big the plane is.
I love William Shatner on cocaine. That's just great. And see, I'm laughing now just thinking about it. And that's how the entire podcast went, folks. It was a great time. And it's only 8 minutes and 8 seconds. And I just can't emphasize that enough. Go to the 808 podcast. Watch Bob in action, because it is awesome. He has some great guests on there too. Amen. So I'll be putting links all that in the show notes.
Well, thank you so much, Bob.
Not a problem. If you want to have a great time, here's some fabulous, you know, interactions, you need to subscribe to Bob Clark's 808 podcast. Amen. Bob, we're all out of time. I could go on for hours, I tell you, because I just love this interaction. And, you know, that's all the time we have today. Thank you again for coming on the program. I do appreciate you taking the time out of your Zoom schedule to come join us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me on as well.
Amen. That's all the time we have for today, folks. Go down to the show notes, get in touch with Bob Clark, sign up for the online summits that you see coming up that you're interested in. You're going to learn so much from so many different participants. And the summit I'm on, I'll be notifying you as well when that's going to take place. So for Bob Clark and myself, this is Pastor Bob reminding you to be blessed in all that you do.
Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this: your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.